In this segment, we're going to do the vocabulary for Ross Lessons 1 through 3. As you're well aware, in Lesson 1, there are no vocabulary words, but what I will do is read through the alphabet with you, and you can repeat after me, and this will be an opportunity for you just to practice your pronunciation. So go to Ross, page 20, and let's recite the alphabet together. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, He, Vav, Zion, Chet, Tate, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samek, Ayin, Pe, Tzade, Kof, Resh, Sin, Sheen, Tav. The Lesson 2 vocabulary is located on Ross page 40. Ross page 40. So let's recite the vocabulary together. First, I will recite the word, you repeat after me, and then I'll say the words again and talk a little bit about their meaning. Adam, Eretz, Bayith, Davar, Shalom. Okay, back to the beginning. Adam, so this is the word man, mankind, or Adam. You know the word Adam from your reading of the Hebrew Bible in English. So Adam is really a generic name that represents humankind. Eretz, this is earth or land. Notice that there's an F next to the word Eretz in the Ross textbook. This indicates that the grammatical gender of this word is feminine. We will learn a little bit more about that in subsequent chapters. But just be aware, some languages have gender for their nouns. That means that they're usually masculine or feminine in gender, and sometimes neuter. And Hebrew only has masculine and feminine gender, and this word is feminine. Next, bayit is house or tent. The word bayit can take an alternate form where it's beit, spelled beit, and pronounced that way. So beit el is the house of God. Davar is word, thing, or matter. So it doesn't always mean a literal word when we want to say something like David heard the matter, or the matter was displeasing to the Lord or to David. That's the word davar as well. And then shalom is peace, welfare, or prosperity. And this is a word that you probably already know. So that's great. Ross chapter 3, the vocabulary list is located on page 46. So Ross 3, vocabulary. This is 3.6. Page 46. The nouns are av, Ish, Elohim, Bain, Machane, Melech, and then other forms, B, K, L, Po, Sham. All right, so let's just talk about these words again. So back to the noun, Av. This is the word for father. You will see this word in compounded in names like Avraham, Avimelech. So these are words that have the word father in it. Ish is another generic word for man, or specifically a male man, not a postal mailman, but a male person as opposed to a woman. That's Isha, which we will learn. Elohim, it can be a designation for the God of Israel. It could also be a designation for any of the gods of the nations. And in form, it is plural, but there is such a thing in our language, in Hebrew, of using plural forms for things that are singular as a matter of what's called a plural of majesty. We'll talk about that in a couple of chapters. But just be aware that this form is plural, but conceptually singular if it's referring to the God of Israel. Bain, so son, and you will see this name in compounds like Benjamin, the son of the right hand, and so forth. Machane is a camp, not a Boy Scout camp per se, but a camp of people. Melech is king. So you see this word as part of the name Melchizedek. The Melech has changed its vowels in Melchizedek to become Melchizedek, king of righteousness. B is the preposition meaning in, with, or by. By here meaning not located by, but rather by means of. K, like, as, or according to. L, to or for. Po is an adverb meaning here. And sham is its opposite, there.